Better on Draft podcast is recorded live in Detroit Sound Studios in Royal Oak, Michigan.
Now, pop that 40 and kick back with your hosts, Dan, Nick, Ken, Rob, and Matt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 58 of the Better on Draft
59.
Podcast. Excuse me, 59.
59.
To Hear Whitehead it's episode.
More like to Hear Whitehead episode.
What?
My name is Ken. I am one of the hosts here. Dan is off in Vegas, hopefully winning us a new studio. maybe some beer. Maybe.
Yeah, we're still trying to get kicked out of here.
Still trying. It ain't working.
Nope.
But,
so Dan, win some money. Get
Rob,
us out of here.
Rob, what's going on?
Hey, you know.
What you drinking over there?
Stuff. Oh, I'm
he's got something mold
being a little adventurous today.
Oh, is it infected?
It is absolutely not infected. It is last year's Oddside Ales Bourbon Barrel Age Imperium Mai Mocha.
It's infected beer.
Manufactured on October 19th of 2015.
Ooh.
The heat is...
Josh Gordon.
Is...
Flash.
What?
Gordon. He's our buddy at Outside.
Yes. Just,
if he's listening, I'm already trying to give him a early shout out so he gets like excited and amped about this episode because it's going to be a good one.
You just called his beer infected.
No, he did. I didn't.
I didn't call the beer infected at all.
No, I'm the one that called it infected.
And I whispered it.
Josh.
I mean, the
Gordon.
The heat is pretty much kind of gone on it now.
Huh.
I mean, the bourbon, and you can still smell it. It still smells strong. But other than that, I mean, the heat is kind of gone, but it's still, I don't see anything wrong with it. You?
I wouldn't kick it out of bed.
Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Bush, how's it going?
It's going, man.
Drinking his,
I got a nice cold, big old Bush Light right here.
You got two of them.
I got two.
What's that next to the Bush Light?
Oh, it's Diet Verner's. That's my go-to. It's because I'm a big fan of highballs, so whiskey. So some Jim Beam and some Diet Verner's, it's the way to go when you're not drinking a...
Someone's going out.
A dirty craft beer.
I was going to say, that actually sounds really good right now.
You know what? There's a Canadian Legion. I am kind of a member across the street. We can go there and forget that we had a fun time.
I don't know if I want to forget that we had a fun time.
Oh, no, you do. There will be literally... It will look – the inside will look like the stands of a South Central Louisiana State University football game.
Because we go there and we know exactly what that looks like.
That's a Waterboy reference there?
Yeah.
So
it could be like – Scotch and water.
Doesn't even exist for starters.
I, for some reason, I thought you were going a little bit further and I thought you were going necessary roughness.
Joe Montana will be our bartender.
Thought I was going to watch it.
Joe Montana's a quarterback, you idiot.
Farmer Fran? Is Farmer Fran going
to Yeah, you can do it. Come on over.
Nick, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, the rails have officially been taken.
I was going to say, we didn't even start.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten to our guests yet. Who are like, why are these guys acting like assholes?
We're loving it.
At least they're having fun. What are you drinking over there?
I'm drinking a Bunyan Badger Brown Ale from Badger State Brewing.
And
what are you doing?
I want a taste of the damn brown ale. Oh yeah, because that's the one style.
Ken's always into the brown eyes.
I know
the can is completely looking like a lumberjack, and
yeah,
that's
I know.
Okay.
That's one of the reasons why I bought it too.
I don't think it's plaid enough though.
I mean it's pretty plaid. Like
yeah,
I mean you defined the term plaid, you probably find this can. So what do you think of the beer?
It's not bad. As he takes a huge gulp just now.
It's please, brown
it's
a 16
ounce. Oh, that's actually really good.
That was
definitely a sip. Yeah. Do you have any more?
I do.
Ooh, we're gonna have to talk after this segment right now.
They were gonna have to make a trade later.
Like, well, I've got some.
Is that
what I'm drinking?
Is that Axel?
This is Balt from I believe Union.
Union Craft. Brewing
Union Craft,
in Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes.
Oh,
so it's an alt beer in a can, which is interesting to find because you can't. Yeah. Damn it.
So you don't want to trade one of those cans for one of your cans?
No, I wouldn't trade that. No.
Damn. Yeah. What are friends for?
Well,
thanks.
There's a new thing where you're, you know, seeing if trades are fair on Facebook now, so you might have to put in two of those for one of those now, just so the group doesn't call you out.
How about that? That's what the Kalamazoo Beer Exchange is for.
Yeah, there's
the Detroit Beer Exchange too.
Oh yeah. Well, we see how that goes.
Yeah, if you don't, all of our
CBY friends,
if you don't put a fair trade on Facebook or have any idea, like
you
what
will
the
not
hell,
be called out.
Oh, you will be called out, and it is the like. Like, they go out of their way to be a dick in some of those forums.
And,
like,
that, my friends, is sad.
Very,
that's
very.
Just the internet, sad.
Some people just don't know.
The internet is the worst, though.
It's
just filled with trash.
I indirectly referred to those kind of people in a homework assignment today.
Indirectly?
Indirectly. I did not call them CBYs.
I was going to say, your professor is going to be like, what is a CBY, Mr.
Bagley? No, I didn't say CBY.
I mean, you could probably spend another page explaining a CBY and really.
Oh, I definitely. Dude.
You could have, like, really expanded.
That needs an entire dissertation. What are you talking about?
Dude, that needs, like, four episodes.
I'm doing my master's thesis on CBYs. So hold on. Beer industry.
Speaking of sets, we have a set to my right.
Yes,
anyways.
We do. Actually,
the wonderful people from Baffin.
Baffin Brewing.
What's going on? Why don't we introduce ourselves, starting right here?
All
right.
My name is Evan Fringa. I'm one of the three owners of Baffin, and I'm the head brewer.
What are you drinking?
Hey.
Right now, I am doing a plug, I guess, for my own beer, since everybody's drinking everything else.
It's because you haven't poured it for us yet.
Yeah, no, well, come on. What am I, your dad?
Come on. told you, Matt Bush.
We triple fist around
As they
here,
say so. In Kindergarten Cop, what is your father and what does he do?
Who's
your dad and what
daddy?
Does he do?
Triple fisting. I'm not at that level yet. I'm drinking our robust porter, English-style robust porter. It's called Eye of the Porter. 6.5%. Doesn't have vanilla or coffee or anything like that. It's just classic porter.
The thrill of the fight.
So what's really funny is we screwed up on the name because we meant to go for like a reference of like the Eye of Mordor, but we still spelled it Porter. And I guess if we spelled it Portor, it would be better. But
I keep saying that we need to add Eye of the Porter because everyone keeps thinking it's.
We're probably just going to change it because the public has spoken.
Yeah, it was like I'm going to have the Eye of the Porter. I'm like it's not Eye of the Porter.
It's not. We gave up.
Hey, you can put on the black porter whatever you want, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, you call it Jesus Porter. You
sometimes,
know?
Sometimes you've
just
shit
change the name every other week,
and that's on you. You know, you're like, well, that was a shit name, and it's for me.
Yeah, and then you can like increase your untapped cred because you have new beers every.
Yeah,
week.
You have like 100 different porters, but it's the same porter
every day.
365 different porters.
And you'll have one that's rated like a 2 and one that's rated a 4.5, and you're like, but it's the same beer, guys. Well,
we actually did that with our IPAs. We had like, I don't know, how many different IPAs have we had?
Well, they're all
different IPAs, technically.
Yeah, different hops and different malt bills a little bit from the beginning. But we've had
at least 10 different IPAs.
Yeah, we experiment. I think in the first month we had 10 different IPAs. We just experimented a whole bunch of different stuff, different hops, different malts from all over the country and the world, and we were just... Like, all right, what new name can we come up with now that's a pun for IPA?
What, do you need a name? Because, you know, that's kind of what they come to me for.
Generator right here.
I'm like the awesome 03000.
I think legally I have to say no.
Damn it. Sans fun over here.
However, if any names come up, you know, they may or may not have been used.
And we may or may not pay you. Pretty much no.
I live right down the street.
No,
you can pay me in beer.
Just may not.
You can literally pay me in beer. I will walk to
Allegedly,
here.
We will not pay you in beer.
I live on Martyr Road. Yeah. I live on Martyr Road. I will conquest for beer.
And so next to you we have...
My name is Joe Dowd. I'm the other owner. Actually, one of three owners here at Baffin. And right now I'm drinking our... Mango Pale. It's called the Mango Unchained.
So what's up next on the Quiet Storm?
What do you mean?
You just have that the perfect voice for coming up next.
He actually has been preparing Luther. Just listening
I
to
have.
NPR.
I've got my my NPR voice going on. So
it needs to be a little higher, though.
He's almost got the pillow talk voice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Coming up next on the Quiet Storm, Luther Vandross.
What is this, 105.9?
I don't know. It could be 75.18.
I was going to say, maybe I need to change the music for the
don't look at me
after the first segment, play some Brian McKnight.
I'm playing
back to one, baby.
I'm playing the sweatpants approach to my voice.
They're not.
You don't feel like you have to be impressed.
They're not sweatpants. No. They're joggers.
If you're in the were in the studio, you would see that Matt Bush is wearing sweatpants.
He's wearing joggers.
Let me ask you: what was the last time you jogged in them?
You don't wear joggers. These are Ralph Lauren. You don't jog in joggers.
I think it's Ralph Lauren.
Is that a status thing?
I think that's asking someone who wears yoga pants the last time they did yoga.
Joggers are the joggers are the yoga pants of the male. Okay, they have nice pockets. They've got a place for your wallet, and they're comfy.
They're really for drinking,
and they're just for wearing out into Starbucks or to any place you'd go and just put your pants out.
That's joking.
Like if you went to Deja Vu, was that the kind of pants?
No, you would not wear this. Because these are cotton, so you would probably get the syphilis on the outside, and you would not want them to be transferred to the inside. God.
But they're breathable.
I'm pretty sure
these are not.
I don't know a whole lot about syphilis, but I don't think that's how it works.
Sex education in the American public schools. Right
I was
here.
Watching Sex Ed yesterday with Haley Joel Osment.
And yes, as the
and
teacher.
Does he not look like the fattest Matt Stafford impersonator ever?
And did you see him?
He looks such
I can actually see that one. That's
did you
that's
see him
bad.
In Tusk?
No, I just I do not. I my Haley Joel Osment metaphors and discography are hey, the last 45
that
minutes.
That would be a filmography.
Okay. Well, it was. It might have been on a disc somewhere. It was on somebody's DVD.
Is that on like a laser disc?
It might have been on somebody's DVD.
Four laser disc set for
of Haley Joel Osment.
The Haley Joel Osment collection.
The least selling DVD set ever made.
For God's sakes. Moving on. We do have one other question.
We have one more. A little quiet over there, but introduce yourself.
My name is Joe Vandermeerler. I'm the third owner of Bath & Brewing Company and the second Joe.
So the second Joe.
Two Joes, one Evan.
Yeah. Are you
number one in
have
their
you
hearts.
Accepted your Joe number two, or is that like self-proclaimed just to like kind of get it out of the way?
It's I've accepted.
Are you like J2, like the better version of the Urschel Jays?
That'd be Joe 2.0.
He's definitely the most attractive one.
Because I believe that I found D2 the Mighty Ducks on MTV this week. And I believe D2 might be better than the original Mighty Ducks.
D2 is the best of the D's.
So if you're J2, this might be
kind of D2 like is the best.
The third owner, the second D2 Joe, but number one in your hearts.
I don't know, but you got the introduction of the Quacks. You got, you know, you got the Mr. Ducksworth.
Absolutely. Quack, oh, quack, Mr. Ducksworth. But you know what? You know who really cares that movie? Hans.
Yes.
Hans.
And then Hans dies in
is Franz on that
number
one too?
Three, yeah.
No, there's no Franz. They do Franz. Not pump you up. Sure. They just sharpen your skates.
I don't feel like I've seen this movie, though.
No.
It's the Bash Brothers.
No, that was good.
The Bash Brothers.
Oh, it's not the Bash Brothers. It's the... Bash Brothers are...
Fulton Reed.
No, the Bash Brothers are McGuire and Canseco. They're like the Brash Brothers or the something other brother. They might be the Mash Brothers.
I just know one.
I get
but digging deep.
That was the worst.
I forgot.
One has a
way to drop it, J2.
You've I kind of like the Mash Brothers.
All I know is that Kenny Wu
Are you changing
the
bathroom from the Mash Brothers?
Yeah, Mash Brothers Brewing Company.
I'm surprised that's not a name.
I know.
Or the Super Mash Brothers.
Oh, my God. Super Mash Brothers.
Well, I think Super Mash Brothers is actually trademarked because I think that's like a EDM type guy who does mashups.
Oh, but it's a different industry, so it doesn't count.
There you go.
I don't know too much about trademark and copyright law.
I know the bare minimum, and that's really the apex of what I know.
So how long have you guys been open for?
We're coming on 2 years.
2 years?
Oh,
two years.
Voice.
Yeah. What the soothing voice.
How do you guys know each other?
So Evan and I went to college together, and we met in one of our marketing classes. And we both went to Michigan State.
Go green.
Go what?
Go all night. Fire up chips.
Fire up chips.
Fire up chips.
There we go.
And then I met Joe V over here. That's what we call it. But, I met Joe at one of our old jobs. And so the story with Joe is I presented him our business plan for a while, and took him probably like 3 months to read. And I was like, "Hey, have you read that plan yet?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, yeah, I totally read it."
I was busy.
Joe's the spacey one of us.
Yeah, it happens.
Busy going home.
Obviously, that's why he's the second Joe. He wasn't there quick enough to get the first Joe.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to claim it, you know.
Story of my
life. Stake your claim.
Once he joined in though, I started calling him Joe. Abercrombie and Fitch Fall Catalog Joe.
I don't know if you've ever said that in your life.
A whole bunch.
That's way too low.
Yes, but it's really descriptive and it makes sense.
I mean, you could just call him Abercrombie and then that's you understand it.
Because it's not the, it's you know, there isn't that weird tank top the kids are wearing. Like, it's fall. It's, you know, you're wearing some, maybe some flannel. Looking good in plaid.
I was actually pretty upset when we invited Joe to come on board with us because I thought I was going to be the good looking one.
That's true. He's going to be Baby Spice of the
group. Yeah. You know, I was like, you know.
So if there's only two Spices, do you get to pick your Spice?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you be like Grandpa Spice and he's Baby Spice or like Daddy Spice and Little Spice?
I was thinking more Ginger Spice.
Old Spice.
No, I'm Sporty Spice.
I do love Old Spice.
But yeah, no, I was really upset because I mean,
you
have like,
probably the same, you know, same cup size as Sporty Spice.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. I make sure I use a push up bra.
Well, I mean, she doesn't fill out either, so.
Yeah. Well,
Mel B, baby.
Don't really know.
That was my favorite.
I don't remember any of them.
I know all of them, actually.
That's weird.
I just have that memory that remembers everything.
One's married to soccer.
Yeah, Posh Spice.
There you go. Yep. And then
Ginger's Jerry Halliwell.
One's on America's Got Talent.
Then there's Scary Spice. No, that Scary Spice had Eddie Murphy's baby.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's actually
Mel B was Sporty Spice.
How do you know this stuff?
I know everything.
How much did you pregame today?
I did not. This is only my eighth or so beer.
It's a lot of prep.
Since noon.
Eighth or so.
Can we get the beer?
I was going to say, did you by chance get that beer at...
No, actually, so I have a great story. Oh, I did
go get on. Go on. Tell the story.
I did get it at Zatuna Liquor just south of 59 on Rochester Road. So I'm hosting a bachelor party tomorrow at the Soaring Eagle Casino.
Good luck.
In Mount Pleasant.
Fire up chips.
Fire up chips. Fire up chips. So I am starting the first annual game or first ever game of Brulette. So I have bought 10 different...
Is it Brolette or Brulette?
It's Brulette.
Okay, because those could be two totally different things.
It's not like...
I don't know what kind of bachelor party you're going to.
Well, that got
so
weird.
I have 10 different six-packs of 16-ounce beers.
Oh, boy.
And they are currently being individually wrapped by a wonderful woman closely across the street. And what will happen is...
Wait, you're wrapping them? What
individually.
What is the scenario?
To hide them.
So what will happen is it looks like a roulette. I have a roulette board.
Oh, gotcha.
So you will drink and you will guess what beer you are drinking. And you have 10 different choices. You get to guess. And then the other people in the party will guess whether also what have you picked because they're being wrapped in wrapping paper. And they will guess if you the right beer and if you're picking the right beer. So it's going to look like roulette. But you pick a beer, and it's
so
fantastic.
My main question is, when is your baby shower?
Probably 12 to 14 months, okay. If that. No. Wow. Yeah, if that soon. But
it's a lot better than Brolette, for sure.
It's Brolette. So you pick a beer.
It's a whole bunch of dudes wrapped up in wrapping paper. You got to pick which one of them.
I got,
that sounds like a better idea for instead of singled out. You got, you know, Brolette, where it's just a bunch of people wrapped up in boxes.
It's a bachelor party, and I rented a suite at Soaring Eagle, so it's going to be us watching the football game, and I've got this game going on. And
just broing out, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Broing.
That's why I thought it was Brolette, but now that it's around all about beers, it's Brulette. Yeah. And it just makes so much sense. I've got a board where you have, you know, numbers to choose, and I've got heavies and lights because I've got like Miller Lights and like Bud Lights, and then you got diesel beers and Canadians.
Different.
So exactly, it's a pie chart. It's all going on. It's gonna be great. I'm gonna Snapchat it. It'll be fantastic.
Killing me. Put some filters on.
You gonna go on Facebook Live with that?
I might.
Okay.
Better on draft. Might get corrupted tomorrow.
Leave
hold on. What's going on? Hold on. What are you? Joe, good looking Joe. What are we pouring right now? What did you just give us?
This is the mango enchant.
Okay,
it's our mango pale ale.
Yeah, let's.
Rob
let's
is pointing at that like he'd like to have.
Yeah, you guys should get some of this before we drink it all.
Yeah, okay.
Is that a promise that you're gonna drink it all?
I'm telling you.
Well, I appreciate your honesty though, so that's good.
So you guys opened up a little over 2 years ago. You guys actually just went to your first Michigan Brewers Guild Festival in the past fall.
Hey.
How was that experience for you guys? Did you get a lot of people coming up?
Yeah, it was a blast. So this year's was the first one. We went to the Summer Beer Fest in Ipsy, which was a lot of fun because it was warm and, I mean, it wasn't freezing cold. But, the Eastern Market Beer Fest was a lot of fun, too. We had a lot of people coming up, a lot of great kind of publicity from people. We had a lot of brewers coming up, which was really cool for us. So, you know, we started out as homebrewers. Joe and I are homebrewing in college. That's kind of how we started. And so having people that I've kind of idolized my entire, you know, drinking career, as you can call it, was something like the Bell's guys walking up, the Founders guys, the Right Brain guys, you know, they're all coming up. They're all, you know, giving us huge, huge credit for what we're, you know, the beers that we presented was just outstanding. You know, it was kind of the, you know, deer in the headlights kind of fangirling over some of it. But it was really cool. And then we had great kind of conversations with people, met a lot of really cool people. So it was a lot of fun.
So have you guys ever been to the Fall Beer Fest before as guests?
Yeah.
So what was it like on the other side of the
table there?
The table.
Last time I went, it was really cold. Like, it was like 10 degrees or something.
I was going to say, I don't recall the last fall festival that was really cold.
I mean, there's the like one year that you and I went, Ken, but it was just really, really windy that day.
Oh, it could have been that one.
Maybe.
Was,
but I don't
like
know.
Four
if it was
years
too,
ago or something.
That might actually.
I don't know.
That might
I drink
be
a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You tend to do that at these things.
Ken is kind of well thermalated, if you will. Ken as well.
This is the pot. Trust the kettle black.
Trust me when I say that this right here isn't from cake or ice cream. That's from beer and burgers.
That's fair.
When I tell people, I don't eat any sweets. Like, I don't eat candy. I don't eat, you know, cake, ice cream, chocolate, anything like that. And they look at me, and I can see that thought process of, you're full of shit. I'm like, no, I just drink
like,
a lot
well,
of beer.
I had a chocolate cake milk stout, and I had this a candy cane
well,
elk beer.
I mean, I don't mind like the sweet taste. I just hate the taste of sugar. Like the taste of sugar just really bothers me. So like when I remember one time having woodchuck cider, and it just felt like diabetes in a bottle. Oh. Like literally, that was the entire feeling. Yeah. But the problem was that it was free, and it was the only thing left on tap. Like, we had cashed the Oberon keg, the Rochester Red keg, and the Miller Lite keg. So I was just like, well, if I want a drink and it's free, I paid for
those
it.
Those three would definitely go before any woodchuck.
Yeah, that's
don't
for
hate
sure.
Don't hate on the chuck.
So
I just did.
So they've got that whole new gumption line there. I mean,
they're definitely doing well. Well, I just don't approve of their choice.
I wouldn't camp out for any of the woodchucks, but I mean, if
I don't know too many people that would.
Why did you start the bar there?
It's not like they're going to have a Black Friday release or anything.
But I mean,
have you guys noticed that you know, everybody's pretty much forgotten last year's infection is all ready for Black Friday's Bourbon County? I'm like, oh
yeah,
you guys and your love for Anheuser-Busch.
So now, you guys said you were homebrewers, or was it just you?
No, both of us.
So, do you remember the first batch you made, or the best batch you ever made at home to make you think?
The first was the worst that we ever made.
No, we've done a lot worse than that one.
We've done some abominations.
Mango Unchained.
The first one was just, everything was wrong.
Well, that happens. Yeah.
I just cut on.
So, the first one, so Joe, I had always wanted to brew beer, but Joe had done a couple kits before. So I was super jealous of that, and I was like, teach me your knowledge. And
show
so
me
we,
your ways.
But me, I was like, oh, I'm super full of myself, and I can definitely make a great beer, so let's not do the kits, not do a recipe. We went to Michigan Brewing Company when it was still open, because we were in Lansing. And so we drove there, and because they had the closest homebrew, homebrew store. Yeah, homebrew supply store. And, whatever. It's a word.
Words.
But so we made a dark chocolate cherry stout. And we were super into P-Funk and George Clinton at the time, which we still are. But, so we named it Coco Funkenstein and the Cherry Monster.
Yes.
This beer was weird.
Well, so the main problem was we fermented it as probably like 75 degrees
minimum. Like, we started it at 75.
Well, that was the ambient temperature of the
yeah, so it probably got to the high 80s.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
So it was really funky.
And then we threw fruit on top of it.
We did throw fruit.
It was a learning experience is what you guys are saying.
I remember I got drunk and then I got weird, you know? I was like, there's something going on in this beer.
And we didn't know anything about hops, so we're like, we found like the weirdest name hop, which was Strusselsprout from France, which is a lemongrass, and why would you throw that in? But we were like, oh, that's a cool name. Let's use that. it was just weird.
So with the one batch that kind of started it, that's you guys like, okay, even though this is weird, we got to keep going with this. And
yeah, absolutely.
Well, it could only go up from there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But then we looked at homebrew books and
actually started researching.
Yeah, we figured, hey, maybe we should read a book.
Yeah. So we bought a whole
started
bunch.
Started with that.
And like, I really liked one of the beers that we brewed that you didn't, and it was a kiwi wheat.
A kiwi wheat.
Yeah, and it was from like Sam from Dogfish Head's books. One of his.
Okay.
I really liked it. I thought we did a great job. A couple of my buddies really liked it. Joe hated it.
It was among the worst beers I ever had in my life.
I liked it.
Are you a dark beer then, guy?
No, I like all beers. I just, there's something about funky about this.
I think
beer.
It was too acidic.
It was definitely way too acidic.
Because we put a lot of kiwis in, and we didn't know anything about brewing, so it was probably
I think for 5 gallons, it was somewhere close to like 3 pounds of kiwi.
We had it for a long time.
Jeez.
Well, I didn't drink
it. You're gonna make a key lime pie over there.
So were you just like throwing it in the bottom of the carboy and just like putting beer on top
yeah.
of it?
No,
then?
That's it. Yeah, we just.
No, we threw it on top because we gave up on secondaries because it was too much cleaning, which in hindsight, it's actually secondaries are worthless unless you're aging for a long time. Yeah. But. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we just cut up kiwis without like gloves or anything. Yeah. And then we just jammed them into the top of the thing.
We definitely cut the skin off though. So.
Oh yeah, we did.
Oh okay,
at least
right,
you did that. Okay,
so you had a bris, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
So speaking of the tropical fruit, we got the mango and chain. You gave us some of that. What's your thoughts?
I am enjoying it immensely. Yes. I'm liking it. Yeah. I'm not much for usually the lighter area.
Yeah,
it's like I'm. Pretty much mostly stout porter.
Yes.
But this, yeah. This is that is next.
This
but.
Nice, clean taste, refreshing taste that I think this is definitely one of those summer beer, obviously summer beer, but definitely any time of the year.
Yeah.
This is good.
Yeah.
And I'm not a big fan of like the citrus mango
Typically, I'm not either. And I mean, when Dragon Meat was here, he brought the apricot ale, and I thought to myself, it's like, okay, I'm probably not.
Yeah,
like
you were kind of like, I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah, I may just head over there afterwards and pick up a couple because I need to send some to my friend in New Hampshire. But so you guys have the brewery out there in St. Clair Shores.
Yep.
So how many taps do you guys have?
We have 10 taps. We started with 6 and only had like 3 beers on tap when we opened. But we have anywhere at a time from 6 to 10 beers on tap, and that's the capacity we have. We don't have any more space for any more.
How's the reception in St. Clair Shores? Because we always get guests in here from all across, and we always ask them when you guys came into the city, how was the reaction from like the community, the government people, what's been the reaction?
Obama.
So yeah, I know.
Thanks, Obama. I always feel like St. Clair Shores is like Pleasantville East.
Yeah. Oh, shut your mouth. I have so much debauchery myself in St. Clair Shores.
Anyways.
No, but yeah, the city's been very receptive to us. I mean, as far as the government goes, I mean, the city council, they were very receptive. It was not as hard as we thought it would be.
Right.
The citizens, actually, they definitely helped on. Like jumped onto our bandwagon because
you guys are like right behind a big neighborhood right there. You got Harbor Lanes right next to you.
We're right on Nautical Mile, right on Jefferson. So there's a lot of, there's a lot of restaurants around us.
Yes.
Summertime is huge because there's a lot of restaurants right on the water.
Mm-hmm.
There's no really craft beer around. Atwater, I believe, is the closest.
Yeah, Atwater in the park.
Closest, straight down Jefferson.
Yeah, and what was fun is when we were doing construction, we had 2 to 3 people every single day walk in this local saying, hey, we're super excited for you guys to be here. And that was huge for us because, we're taking a huge gamble. We're just like, all right, so we're just building this place. Hopefully.
It's like you're sitting there with that pressure. And it's like all of a sudden it's like, holy shit, I hope my beer doesn't suck.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the fear, right? So, to have the people be super receptive and really welcoming was a huge boost.
Because I think you guys were the first ones in St. Clair Shores, right?
Yeah,
there are a couple planning.
Yeah, there are a couple planning.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess I'm sure we'll hear about them when they come.
Yeah, sure.
So, I mean, but you mentioned the Nautical Mile. You mentioned all the restaurants. That hasn't really – is there? Do you kind of get, like, a big mix of people coming in? Do you get – like if we talk about Sellermans, they get that big blue collar.
Oh yeah,
that big blue collar crowd. Not that there's anything wrong with that at all.
You get a lot of yacht people over there.
We get a lot of boaters, a lot of champagne, a lot of beers, some yacht rock. A lot of boaters.
Yep. In the summer, we get a lot of boaters. I mean, St. Clair Shores, it is a blue collar town, but in the summer, I mean, we get a lot of boaters. And
just look at it.
And absolutely.
Just kind of take a look at it.
So we've tried catering to boaters at. Actually, we got stainless steel growlers, you can take them out on the boats because you can't take glass on water.
Yeah.
And it's
you can physically, but it's technically
not legal. But yeah.
Absolutely. And last thing you need is a Coast Guard.
That's like saying my car can go 100 miles an hour.
is it a good idea that it goes 100 miles an hour?
Every now and then you press the pedal, but then you break glass on a boat and everybody has a bad time.
Yeah, that was my issue today. I got a little speeding ticket.
Did you really?
In St. Clair Shores,
In St. Clair Shores. I think I got a following too close in St. Clair Shores.
Hmm.
I got a
Pokemon Go, weren't you?
Well, I was caravanning.
Hopefully not.
So I was following someone to make sure that nobody was cutting in and out of the caravan, and the cop pulled me over and basically gave me the ticket. So where did the name Baffin come up from?
Yeah, that's a good point.
So Baffin's my dog. Baffin. Well, at least was. He died.
All right.
Yeah, that's fine.
What kind of dog?
Bernese Mountain Dog. So okay. We have, like, on our logo, the burner.
Nice.
Yeah, and so Baffin, when we were, you know, coming up with names, it was one that I was like, no, I don't want to be, like, I don't want, you know, be pretentious or appear that way. And I'm like, no, I don't want my dog being the name. But it stuck. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it kept coming up. And then Joe one day, Joe Dowd, was just like, yeah, let's call it Baffin. And I was, you know, then we did a whole bunch of research.
Because we had nothing else.
Yeah, we did like 1,000 different names, and it was either already taken or borderline just not appropriate. Yeah. So
it was, we tried.
Yeah, we tried.
Well, so you guys had a name before Baffin that you had started going with.
We did.
Which was?
It was Short Tail Brewing Company.
Yeah, we were going to go with that for a while, but then there was a certain brewery that decided that wasn't an appropriate name.
Yeah, it was.
They felt that
arguably similar.
They felt that that the word short was trademarked.
Just less than tall. It was just
that nobody in this country can use the word short.
You know, which we get, and you know, we were.
Rob's already pointing at me again.
Oh,
yeah. So
this will, the porter. Yeah,
hey, yeah. If you're not going to start the fire, Phil Collins, you better.
All right, so we were.
First off, that was Billy Joel, and let's continue.
It was Billy Joel.
Phil Collins was in the air tonight.
I was just thinking. I was like, that doesn't sound right at all.
We have a record of Phil Collins. I've been listening to it a lot lately.
So obviously they had sent you a letter and they sent us, no.
So Scott, super nice guy, last name escapes me right now, but he's on the Michigan Brewers Guild, super nice guy. He called me up and I hadn't talked to him since I was at Dragon Meat. So which is probably 3 years before, 4 years before we did this. And I was like, Scott, why are you calling me right now? Like, I was jackhammering a floor at this point, you know, in the pub. And, you know, he told me and we get it. You know, it's, you know, whatever at this point. But we're super happy about the name Baffin.
Yeah.
We think it's a lot more marketable and it just makes sense because the logo was always Baffin. That's was the logo from the beginning. Mm. So it just kind of made sense and it all fell into place. They made the decision for us and it was a great decision they made. So
yeah, we thank them.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, we do. Thanks, Joe and Leah. You really.
So what are you guys' plans for next year? Do you guys have anything big that you're looking to do? I know you guys don't do food there. Are you guys looking to potentially get food there? Or?
We are looking into food trucks. So if anyone has a food truck that wants to come and park at our place, we are more than welcome. To let you do that. So we are looking for food trucks for our food. And then we also have just recently started distributing. So that is...
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah.
Well, you're just kegs, right?
Yeah, we're doing kegs. Yeah, so that's currently what we're doing.
Now,
yeah.
There's a lot of restaurants on the water. So have you thought about using their kitchens? Because they're not... I mean,
so the
there's
barn,
a lot of restaurants that aren't open anymore.
Yeah, so
from November to...
Pat O'Brien's next to us. We've been working for a little bit, creating a menu, like a special menu for us. And we've been workshopping it. We've been really dealing with, all right, so how do we do it in a way that's great for customers, that's not going to be, you know, intrusive or weird for people to do? And we almost nailed it. So we're looking to that. People can always bring food in. You know, we're that kind of place. But we have zero space in our building for any type of kitchen.
It's a really small storefront.
Yeah, and we
I can remember.
And there's another size. I mean, when you walk into the pub, you see the brewery on the left and you're in the bar, and then behind several walls, we have the entire building. We moved into it, but at this point, it's just a refrigerator for distributing.
There's two refrigerators.
Yeah, so there's one for the bar. It's a walk-in fridge for the bar, and then there's another one for distributing. And then the rest of it's just grain storage.
How many square feet is the place?
I think it's 2,000.
Well, our bar is. It's like 4,100 total. 40.
And you have like a coffee shop next door then.
Yeah.
Do, right?
Yep. So they just moved in, and then right next to that is a barbershop, and then Pat O'Brien's.
Yeah. Yeah, so people bring in pizza. A lot of people get Pat O'Brien's right now.
You just bring it on over?
Or yeah, absolutely.
They call it in, they stop by, go grab it, and then come back?
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson's been really cool to us, actually, because we order so much food from them.
So Sunday nights, you guys have high-quality pub trivia over there?
We do, yeah.
Yeah.
Quizzo.
Quizzo's been fantastic. It's been a lot of fun.
That's definitely a bingo for Matt Bush over there.
One of these days, Locke, you bring the board and we'll.
So, spoiler alert, I'm a Quizzo host. He's a Sporkle host.
Terrible at trivia.
So oh, so am I. That's why I host.
When I do.
That's actually good.
Every time I do any type of trivia, I always try to come up with the most sexual name. Usually they have something to do with.
Do you ever just call it the most sexual name? The most sexual name.
My main thing to do is name it something with splooge and then just yell splooge as much as possible. A couple of them was like we were the three splugeons. Three splugeons. We were Ted Splugent.
Were you splooge your shorts one day? Splooge your shorts?
No. That doesn't.
Is that like a
harken to salute your shorts? Salute your shorts. Thank you.
We were Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the Secret of the Splooge.
Oh, sorry.
why were you Teenage Splooge?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the Secret of the Splooge.
Splooge. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It has to be two.
I mean, you could have done.
And he pretty much does the same thing that I do whenever I actually play, because as he uses splooge, I use Djibouti.
Nice.
So my team name typically is usually the Midnight Train to Djibouti.
Nice. We've also gone through a stream of jizz references. I don't know if I can say that.
So you've said
yes.
Okay. Stream. Okay. How about I'll do this for you. Nice. Fuck.
But a couple good ones have always been Thin Jizzy and Walt Disney.
So I've got
Mickey's
one for
birthday.
You. I've got a new one for you.
Oh, goodness.
Ivan Splooge.
Oh,
Power Rangers.
Oh, jeez.
I'm into it. I'm using it.
So no, I had a team name last night that was called. I thought only I could fuck JV like that.
So Kate Upton. What? Came to your,
yeah, Kate. Kate Upton harkened.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Team. Yeah.
Wow. That's JV.
Welcome to. Thankfully, what sucks is I'm at like a 7 o'clock bar, so I usually have kids there at 7. Yeah. So I'm like,
that's my Tuesday.
I have to PG it until everyone's
that's
gone.
That's the parents' fault.
That should be borderline child abuse. You should drop the splooge bomb just to get the kids out. Just like round up the checks.
We got to get going. Just said splooge over the microphone 10 times in a row.
Exactly.
Jerry, he didn't say anything else. He just turned on the mic, said splooge.
Testing splooge.
You could be like the Oprah of splooges. You get a splooge. You get a splooge. Everybody gets a splooge.
Wow. We never even derailed. We've just been off the rails.
Yeah,
we never got there.
That's generally what happens.
We just kept veering right.
Meanwhile, as far as like the beers that you guys have are, well, I guess the ones that you may be even thinking about,
like an alt beer,
like an alt beer that was brought up earlier. Obviously, we have the barrel age craze going on, whether it be rum, whiskey, bourbon,
gin.
Yep. Any beers like that coming down the line? Thoughts?
Yeah. So we did our Bob Barley, which is an Imperial Coffee Stout, and we aged that for I think it was 8 months in Woodford Reserve bourbon barrels. So we did that last year, and that was super fun. This year we have Scotch barrels, true Scotch barrels. I'm not legally allowed to say the name of the distillery. I'll say it off air though.
Can you say what it rhymes with?
No.
Okay.
that was like a strict thing that our barrel broker told us. But it's a true Scotch barrel from Scotland. We're super excited about it. It's 12 year age sherry barrel. So we're aging two different beers. One is a wee heavier Scotch ale, and it just made sense. And then the other one is the Imperial Coffee Stout. And then actually on Tuesday, we're getting a Jefferson Ocean Aged bourbon barrel, which is actually where they put it on ships. They sail it across the equator 4 times. They go to 31 different ports, and then we get it back. We're super excited about that. We're teaming up with Village Wine in Grosse Pointe Park to do that. So very, very, very excited about that. We get that on Tuesday.
Nice.
Lots of stuff going on.
Yeah, and we have plans for aging, the mango and some stuff, and we have some other beers coming up that we're going to age in different types of barrels, so we're really, really excited about that.
Awesome.
So I have one question. Does it rhyme with Donnie Parker?
No, it does not.
Damn. it's actually I think it's Charles Xavier's enemy from X-Men.
Oh my God.
Look at this guy's face.
Hey, I didn't say any name.
He didn't say anything, but he's turning as red as a shirt.
No, I guessed it right.
No, he didn't say anything.
So, okay, we talked a lot about stouts, and you guys touched on IPAs. As a hophead, what's going on at your bar with IPAs? Just
That's the question.
That is the question.
God, that's
you say you have 10. Do you have like a flagship or a... This is going to be our IPA yet?
We have two solid IPAs that we
use. Your Mosaic, I think, is fantastic.
Yeah, we have the Mosaic, and then we also have our Dock. So it's Evan can explain it in greater, better detail.
Yeah, so the Mosaic's coming. I mean, both the Mosaic and the Dock are coming back next week. We also have a Belgian IPA coming out probably the week after, just because of limit capacity. So the Mosaic IPA is a single, it's called a smash beer. So it's single malt, single hop. I was taught from Larry Channel, Rest of Soul, from Dragon Meat, the simpler the recipe, the better. And that kind of has worked well in the industry. When you try to get too complicated, it gets crazy. So this one is a very simple beer, but the way we ferment it, the yeast strain, it gets really clean, but it's 100% Mosaic. So you get those like fruity notes. You get the papaya, the guava, the grapefruit, the mango, all from that. It's really clean. And then the other one is a double rice IPA called the Doc.
Not the Drippa.
No, it's not. Okay. The acronym, if you want to say that, yes. However, it's not named Drippa. But it has like a honey backbone, and then it has a little bit of malt sweetness to it. But the honey the honey backbone really complements the different blend of hops that we use on the top. And those two have been, out of all the IPAs that we've made, those two are the fan favorites. So we try to keep them as much as possible.
We are going to take a quick break, refill some of our drinks, grab some snacks, and we'll be right back with the Better on Draft podcast. And we are back, episode 59 of the Better on Draft podcast.
I hear Whitehead.
The boys from Baffin are still here. Is it Baffin or Boffin?
Baffin. It depends on if you're probably from like Baffin Island in Canada, you probably say Boffin. But yeah.
It's so it'd Baffin. Be Boffin Island from Canada.
If I'm not from Canada, so I say that.
Sorry.
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 Noticed. Was that all, Boudé?
If you're from Seneca Shores, you say Baffins.
Yeah, Baffins.
You throw an S at the end.
It's like Ford's.
Well, that's like Michigan right there. Yeah. Going to Myers, Kroger's.
Yeah. I work at Ford's.
I was going to say Farmer Jack's, but I don't think that Ford's place still exists.
I used to love Farmer Jack, though.
I did, too.
Big Farmer Jack
Rest
fan.
In peace, Farmer Jack.
I think they all went to Trader Joe's.
I don't know.
I know the one at 9 Mile and John R. went to is a Kroger now.
Yeah, most of them went to Kroger.
No, I just mean the people.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the buildings.
No, the buildings definitely Kroger went to Kroger.
I'm pretty sure there's a farmer, an empty Farmer Jack in like Imlay City. Oh, and so you can see like the Farmer Jack logo still on the building. Gosh. That's the same with like any Circuit City or...
There's still one in Lincoln Park.
That's open?
No, that's not open, but it still has, you can still see
all
the logo.
All the signage.
I would go to Farmer Jack just to go to Farmer Jack and be like, hey.
No.
There's a media place still in Utica.
A media place.
Does Harmony House still exist anywhere?
Maybe online. Remember right next to Fort Year Entertainment.
She's like Suncoast.
You remember Suncoast?
Suncoast. Oh my god, that's
no,
where my
what's Suncoast?
That's pretty much where like my anime collection started.
That's it was like a like Media Play and
oh, like no.
I'm not afraid to admit that shit.
Media Play.
Was it like
no,
a Funko
funny.
Land?
No,
it was in the mall. I don't know if they had it at like Macomb, but at Eastland they had one at Eastland Mall.
Oh yeah, it was in the mall.
Was it at Macomb Mall?
It was at Macomb. It was in Fairlane.
I know it was at Eastland.
Sorry. I grew up at the mean streets of 18 miles, so I don't know what Macomb Mall is.
A real rough represent? Crowd. Real rough crowd.
Wow.
Those farm boys.
18 mile for days.
Well, like in the 50s, it was definitely farm boys.
That's true.
I'm afraid.
So before we go to the news, I want to talk a little bit about my experience in Baltimore, because this is definitely a very interesting experience.
Yeah, I think you fucked up.
First of all, Sunday, there is no to-go licenses except for, like, you have to have some type of crazy. So you can't buy it from a liquor store, a grocery store, anything like that. You have to have a specific license to get to-go alcohol.
Yep.
What?
And you have to get a specific license to serve alcohol that day. So all the breweries were closed on Monday and Tuesday, for that matter. So I get there and I'm like, shit. So I go to this seafood type restaurant. I'm like, what do you have? And it's nothing. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to have a Diet Pepsi. that's literally so Sunday. That's I'm so there. And
Diet Pepsi is what you get when you've given up on drinking.
there was no like nothing to drink. I had to work that night. But the only time I could really see the city was at that Sunday for, 4 or 5 hours. So no breweries were open. I'm like, shit.
So everything goes. I wound up having a drink or two at the restaurant I was working at. And the next day, I wind up, or the following day, or the following day, I go to the casino. So I'm like, oh, I'm all right. They have an actual beer bar, like a nice craft beer. But, you know, they got Duclaw. They got, you know, some of the bigger ones like Yingling, Boston.
Okay.
And so I order, or I'm sitting at the Pie Gow table playing poker, and I ask the waitress, what do they have on draft? And she goes, Miller Lite. And she doesn't say anything else. And I'm like,
wait a minute.
I know you have more than this. And so she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to go get it myself. So I go to the bar. Well, I go to the closest bar because I'm like, I just want a damn beer. And they don't have draft beer at that bar. They're like, oh, you got to go downstairs to the music venue. So I go downstairs to the music venue. They don't have draft beer. So like, oh, no, you got to go to the craft beer bar. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, that's probably where I was going to go.
Did you try telling them it's better on draft?
I tried. So I go to the craft beer bar, and there's these guys sitting around the table and a slot technician there. And his job there was to say the bar is closed because the bartender quit.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
So they didn't have anyone to fill his spot, so I could not get draft beer there.
That's brutal.
That's ridiculous.
So does it require a license to pour beer? Could they not train the guy who says there's no craft beer there to just pull a handle?
So what wound up happening was
the manager gave up too.
Well, the guy who ran the slots ran over to the bar and said, hey, can I pour this beer for him and bring it over here? Which he did. So I tipped him, even though he's a slot technician. So I'm like, hey, here's your money. He's like, what? Because he doesn't expect a tip. And I'm like, you just walked over to get permission to walk back to get my beer, to walk back just to serve me my beer. So here's your money. Take it. So I wound up getting Sweet Baby Jesus.
Yeah, nice.
So but that's the thing though, is that the there was no breweries like within the city limits that was open. And there was the really interesting thing. So this is the liquor laws that they have within smoking. So there was a cigar store. So it's kind of like your Genuine over here.
I love Genuine.
Genuine, my cousin.
Oh, Genuine's great.
No, I just like the singer.
Yeah,
I know.
My pony.
Is that Genuine or Genuine?
Genuine.
It's Genuine. Okay. And he's got more songs than just Pony. He's got In Those Jeans.
Pony is a great song.
In Those Jeans, yes.
He's got Differences.
Yes. He's very underrated. Differences.
We have a Genuine aficionado.
I'm a Genuine aficionado.
He just, to be fair, he named three songs. Let's not.
Yeah, I know.
Let's not just.
You can name more than My Pony.
The other song is So Anxious.
Oh, there you go.
And I know all of those songs.
That was
songs.
A bonus track. Yeah.
So
meet me at 11:30.
Oh, for God's sake.
So this was the rules. Dirty. So they shared a patio with a bar. You could drink on the patio with your cigar, but you couldn't bring the booze back into the restaurant. Or you could go to the bar, get a growler or any alcohol, and then bring it into the restaurant, but you couldn't take it out to the patio. Or bring it into the cigar bar, but you couldn't take it out to the patio.
There are a lot of rules.
So, like, I could have brought a six-pack of beer into the cigar lounge, and I could have drank it just from bringing it.
But the question is, where would you buy the six-pack of?
Well, that's the thing. So on a Sunday, I couldn't get it.
Well, no,
there's a guy around the corner.
I lived in Maryland for about 8 weeks in Baltimore outside.
Too long.
It was actually when the Tigers were playing the Rangers in the ALCS in 2010-ish.
How often did you say?
Yeah, that's
because that's all they say in Baltimore, I assume.
Yeah.
That's the whatever that year is. That's the year that I almost got kicked out of Brady's by a guy, not the restaurant, but a guy, because I was hosting Quizzo and I was during a Tigers game and he was pissed.
Oh no!
But
no,
literally, so
it was not. That is not a bar. That is a Italian restaurant that just has a bar attached. It's, you know what it is. It's Marinelli's.
That's
what it
really
is.
Not good.
Basically, Marinelli's.
I was going to say something else, but Marinelli's was bad.
Go on.
My experience was they have these taverns, and it's basically here we have you walk into a liquor store, you've got 15 cooler doors, you know, you shop between which one you want, and you take it and you go. Here they put a table and a TV in front of those cooler doors, and you sit at the table and drink your beer, and then when you want to leave, you grab the beer and then you leave. So it's more of a, like, I think every bar in Michigan wants to have a pour and serve license, where you could both pour your beer and then say, hey, take a six-pack to go. And Maryland has that. And I remember
there's places in Michigan
there's
that have
three.
That.
But you can't buy liquor in grocery stores in Maryland, correct?
You can't buy any alcohol.
Yeah, which is brutal if you're shopping for food.
But you know what? I remember, having a few beers, and then the Tigers got blown out like 8-2 because of fucking Elvis Andrews.
Elvis Andrews.
And I went and got my beer, and I went to go, and I cried my sorrows out and whatever I was drinking that night. I know what I was drinking.
Was it Natty Bo?
Once it was Natty Bohemian, which is basically the Stroh's of Baltimore, but everybody blows their load over it over there. But
so it's the Stroh's, or the old style
of
Chicago.
It's their the new Stroh's. But I remember,
Nick loves the new Stroh's.
He did not until last night. But I remember going return. And like the, that's when Harbaugh and Schwartz had their little handshake gate. And I remember going to the bar and watching that game, just getting sloshed and trying to find a Chick-fil-A afterwards because I was hammered and wanted. I'm like, oh shit, they're not open on Sundays. And then I had to like sober up and not like
I didn't know there was a Chick-fil-A in McNamara.
No, in Baltimore.
I know, but I'm saying there's one in McNamara.
It just got there.
And there's a brewery in McNamara too, but I don't know what it is.
There is actually, yeah, I've seen that one.
I walked by it, mind you. I was exhausted from my trip to Baltimore.
It's called Haram Brew.
Haram Brew.
Nice. Lord and Savior.
Yeah, they only serve it in shots.
All right. Jesus.
Wow.
Or Growlers.
The puns are there. Rob, what kind of news we got for today?
Oh, we got quite a bit. Actually, first thing first, I'm sitting here sipping the collab new Belgium Ben & Jerry's chocolate chip cookie dough ale.
That is too much stuff.
And yeah, I'm pretty much going to leave that to the chocolate chip cookie dough heads. For some reason, even after two sips, I've completely reached diminishing marginal return, and my stomach is upset.
Could I sip it?
Yeah, you can sip, you can chug, you can do whatever you want to do with it.
Is that this year's or last year's?
Huh? That is this year's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it
smells like a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that like brand new?
Yeah, that's brand new. So yeah, it's already making my stomach go a little crazy.
Why is New Holland doing this thing?
All right, so
or
anyway,
sorry, New Belgium.
I'm gonna go through the news a little bit and obviously just kind of go around the room, get opinions on everything that is in here. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. How you feeling?
Did somebody just fart in my mouth?
but it's the chocolate cookie dough man fart. That's just what it is.
It's like I have diarrhea now because I ate the salmonella dough. Now I'm just gonna just chocolate fart.
I mean, they nailed it.
Face.
It tastes just like a chocolate chip cookie.
Oh yeah, no, it's there.
Like they nailed
it. I don't.
You know, this would be really good.
Shouldn't be there.
Nothing.
This should be really good, and like a cookie or like fudge or brownie recipe.
I think if you put it in a recipe, I think it would work. So first thing I kind of ran into, there was an article in Men's Journal that was released by a Joshua Bernstein. I don't know which one. I'm just going by the law offices.
Bernstein.
Exactly.
Bernstein.
He's the author of Complete IPA, which is a book about the phenomenon of the IPA style. Huh. And he is basically going on about a demand for a clearer bottle dating. He's noting, obviously, that IPAs don't age well, which most don't. Some do. But any IPAs that are released basically kind of have some sort of code that's on there that seriously needs like a decoder ring in order to figure out what the hell they mean. Lagunitas and Ballast Point basically use a form of the Julian calendar as a code. So obviously if it was brewed today, it would probably say something like 16-322. And not many people know exactly what the hell that's going to mean.
The 322nd day of 2016.
Oh, well, yeah. But most people
without the internet.
Like most people would not system. Would look at that number, not know what that number means.
I'll go to my local library.
There you go. But there are.
What's a library?
Yeah,
it's where old people
internet,
go to
find
learn things.
Oh,
Google it.
Shit, I didn't know that.
Maybe I need to pull up some microfiche to figure out, you know, what the code is.
Get the cards, the card system.
But there are others that use Best Buy date or packaging run date. The author of the article, he talked to Tony McGee of the founder of Lagunitas, and Tony said, "We see freshness as an important business between us and our distributors. It's not really a consumer thing. The consumer should expect that the beer we're delivering should be fresh."
Agreed.
All right.
Now, kind of to go on the other side of that. Stone kind of takes a different approach to it, and they're not only putting a Best Buy date, but they provide a link on their site to basically report retailers for selling expired beer. And, I mean, we've talked about that before, where we've had distributors that have had beer or liquor stores that have had their beer sitting on the shelves for for 2 years, 3 years, and are still trying to sell it.
Not only just distributors, but we've had, you know, people that, you know, head brewers, people that have worked at the breweries going to these places and basically calling them out.
I mean, freshness should be a given.
I know a few guys personally that go to the places when they see it, they just buy it themselves, and then they throw it in the dumpster in the
back. Who was that? Dragonmead said that.
Dragonmead.
Yeah, he was. Series of the same.
He was talking about a store in East Point.
Yeah, 94 and
no, that's St. Clair.
St. Clair.
St. Clair.
Roseville.
Roseville.
Oh, Roacheville, yeah.
It's all the same thing.
It's all on the border.
On the Stone side, though, it's much more than just, you know, ensuring that they have the best product possible. It is brilliant marketing. Because they have a beer called Best Buy, and so everybody's like,
says it
I'm
going to
drink that by that date. It is just brilliant.
We always happen to have a bottle of that
Best Buy or the Best After.
You know, if it wasn't called that, would you actually buy
probably
it?
Not.
Yep. See, it's gorgeous.
I'll be honest.
We have.
But you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and interject here.
You interject.
I always interject.
Exactly.
That's my thing.
I don't even know why you asked.
Wildcard.
Rebel IPA from Sam Adams. It's one of the bigger IPAs, I guess. Maybe I'm getting my head shaken at here. But
he's gonna rebuttal later.
Maybe it's the dark bottle, maybe it's the high arches on the six pack carrier. Unless it's really old, it doesn't tend to completely die. As well, I mean, the Rebel Rouser a little bit more because it's a double, so it does lose it afterwards. But I agree. It's as a former distributor, I think it. I mean, the first thing you do when you open up, when you go to your party store, is you check the dates in your beer and you take your old beer and you put it in the back. But I mean, I know people don't do that. But at the same rate, there's a certain better way to care for your beer's, you know, supplier side by giving it a better chance to age. You know, by giving it a darker bottle.
Right.
You know, Spence and I talked off air. You know, if you put a beer out in the sun for 5 minutes and you put the same beer out in the sun and put tinfoil over it and you pour them 5 minutes later, they're going to taste like completely different beers.
Yep.
You know, you got to – I think it's on the retailer to put the beer in the right place too. I mean, you don't put the beer right on the light on the corner because that's where it's going to age the worst. So you
get into a conundrum, though, where we had an issue with some of the CBYs out there where a new order of Two Hearted came in, and this guy is not pushing old product, pushing like 2 week old product, and the people wanted to buy the new stuff, and he's like, I'm not putting it out there yet because I need to sell this stuff first.
It depends on how old, though.
This was literally what kind of started the entire Better on Draft podcast.
Okay.
Was somebody was complaining because it was 4 week old Two Hearted. And
it's just basically perfect.
So, and he wanted the new. No, not at all. The new one. So there was me, the original host, two of Nick and I's mutual friends, and then Shane from One Eyed Betty's. Mm-hmm. And we all tried to guess, you know, and odds are one of us should have got it. None of us could tell the difference between 4 week old and 4 day old.
I mean, I'm in all the beer training that I've had and all the brewers that we've talked to, and it is in the beer community, if it's really less than 4 months
old. Yeah, 110 days.
Yeah, and if it's less than 4 months old, it's fine. Like, and only if you are, like, world-renowned beer judge expert are you going to tell the difference even, like, a month or two or six after that. You are going to taste stuff when it's an IPA. Yeah, you're going to taste, you know, a difference of hop content really just going down.
Mm.
But it's not going to go bad unless it's, you know, packaged kind of incorrectly and there's some bacteria and stuff in there.
Right. But, I mean, he kind of puts a spin on the article to basically say, do we put this information in the customer's hands?
Yeah.
Do we say, okay, these customers deserve to know exactly when this beer was brewed and let's put an actual dates that everybody can read so that they know, okay, if – I mean, basically, I'm pretty sure most of us have gone into a Meijer and have looked at the milk and said, okay, well, this one has a best buy date of November 18th, but this one back here says November 25th. I'm taking that one.
Because yeah, I wouldn't buy milk that expires in the same day.
I mean, if you want a lot of Wheaties, you can.
Milk's weird, though. It comes out of a cow.
Yeah. It does.
Unless it's almond milk. Unless then you milk it right. from an almond.
Right.
Oh, God. Or a peach, according to Snapple.
Or soybeans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I read that.
The Snapple fact.
Peach nuts.
Peach nuts.
It's a little fruity.
Well, some peach nut milk. That's what it is. Some grape nuts.
So I guess it's a question of, you know, how transparent do the companies want to be?
Yeah. I mean, and really, how transparent do customers want it to be?
That's what's great about being such a small brewery, because all their stuff is super fresh all the time.
Well, see, so you've got that, but
little plug.
Someone who's, you know, worked in regards to distribution, most of the big breweries already have a brewed on date or something like that, don't they?
I mean, to be fair, Labatt does not. And Bud went from a brewed on date to a – but I guess – there we go. So, like, your Miller Coors Group has a best buy date, whereas AB has a brewed on date. But if you have a best buy date, you know when to pull it, and you know when it's no longer good.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a birth date, when do you – I mean – you never know when it's not good, when it should be pulled.
Right. I mean, and if it's something like Budweiser, I mean, it was never good.
Yeah.
Way to segue into
now,
my
if
next
you
article.
Like it, if you like it, that's a good beer.
It's and
which is the slogan of North Center Brewing, one of our sponsors over in Northville, Michigan.
If you like it, it's a good beer.
So I'm looking at Mr. Bush's Bush Light can. You see what I did there?
Mr.
July 1st, 2016, printed on the can. Ken's standing up,
it's
showing his North Center beer.
So technically, this beer is out of date, according to this, but I think it's fucking fantastic.
So I did have – I was at a bachelor party, and I was tubing down a river, and I did see – we drank. I'll just
Coors Light?
Because it's no, a
banquet
Bush Light.
Beer. No, it was
– well, the banquet
no,
beer.
There was no banquet.
On the bank with beer.
There was, yeah. No, it was Bush Light.
It was
a 16, but it's been in the river for so long that it was actually faded. Like there was no more color in the can.
I'm impressed.
We still drank it.
I'm not even mad.
It tasted exactly the same. There was no flavor change.
You know, the one thing I just want to talk about is what about canning? And you know, that's just off topic, but I feel like, you know, when you get canning beers instead of bottling, you know, you just get so much more, you know, so much less light getting into your beer, especially with, you know, an IPA. And I have found personally that I seek out IPAs in cans just because I find out that
I pour them in the glasses afterwards. But
yeah,
I
me too, absolutely. Yeah. But I find that they've held up better, you know, to whatever.
It makes sense.
You know, if you had asked me like four years ago, I would have said, you know, I would never drink a beer in a can.
Yeah, he was a big hater on cans.
But now I'm
were you like pro bottle, anti can, or were you?
Yeah,
just...
I was pro bottle. Like, you know, bottles are classy.
Well,
all right,
so drinking out of the bottle tastes better than drinking out of the can.
Only if you just like put your tongue on the can like an
How
asshole.
How do you drink?
Because you're pro bottle doesn't make you anti can.
No, hold on. He says, okay, so this is an issue I've had for years.
Ken's headphones are off his head. He had to turn his mic off.
So you.
And Rob's cracking up.
I've got I remember
Ken's crying
right
now.
When MGD stopped so we stopped selling MGDs and double deuces in bottles, and we only went to cans because we couldn't sell enough in bottles to have the 24 pack of bottles or the singles. So we would only do it in 24 ounce cans, and there would be people saying we need it in bottles because the can tastes like tin. No, only if you take your tongue and put it on the edge of the can and drink it like can side in, does it taste like can. If you drink like a regular human, like you drink your bottle and you put it to your lips and don't like try to French kiss it,
I feel like
then you're fine.
No, I feel like that's more of a placebo effect.
It definitely
is.
Because even if it doesn't physically taste like it, you have an idea that it tastes like.
Well, but the thing is, people also do this. They also like, and they drink the can.
Right, unless you're like 7-4 Locos deep, I don't think you're drinking the side.
Hey, who drinks 4 Loco? We don't bring up 4 Loco here. We don't bring up 4
Loco.
Rob had a really really bad show.
Wait, has
that
anybody
day.
Had a good experience?
That's
Logo?
Yeah.
No, you're lying.
Are you kidding me? I used to go to, well, obviously,
Sparks. It was all
makes
Sparks.
No, it was never Sparks. I used to go to Nick's frat house or frat parties, and I would bring two cans of 4 Loco because it'd be like $4, and I'd get a little tipsy and have a good night.
Good Lord.
A little tipsy.
Oh, yeah. It's a little.
That stuff's illegal.
Kent's
now.
A gentleman.
No, it's illegal. This was years ago.
This was legal in the form at the time.
Yes.
This is before they took all the.
So was
alcohol.
Meth at a time.
Wait, it still is.
It's still Adderall.
Not even once.
So Rob, tell us about how.
Well, hold on. In regards to the great debate between can and beer, there's obviously one solution.
It's better on draft.
As long as they clean their taps.
But
why is it better on draft?
Because it's in an aluminum or stainless steel container and no light gets in.
Is it aluminum or aluminium?
It depends on what country you're from.
Exactly. All right, two that I want to get to real quick. The first one, Labatt announced this week they're changing their pension benefit plan package for retirees. So apparently after the last five decades, starting January 1st, 2019, retirees will no longer get free beer for the rest of their lives.
Aww.
So apparently the way it works, the current employees get a Labatt gift card loaded with the equivalent of the cost of 52 cases. So obviously one case a week. And on retirements, that allotment continues for life. And even if the pensioner dies, their spouse would be then entitled to the same yearly free beer card. Company is saying that the benefit has become too expensive to maintain the whole full benefits package, though the employees feel that the revenues are substantial enough to keep the perk. Labatt's and in the link that I have, then maybe we'll share this on the website. It does the letter. There's a picture of the letter, and it does not specify exactly how much this is supposed to save. Now, obviously, considering Labatt is owned as part of ABI, how much could they really be saving?
Question. Can people still pour cough syrup into regular yellow beer? Because then they could just drink as much Labatt as they'd like.
Oh.
Is that how you make Labatt?
I'm pretty sure that's
exactly. You take Budweiser and you add cough syrup.
A splash of NyQuil and it's the same thing.
I personally like Labatt better than Bud.
I prefer Molson more than anything to yellow lagers.
All right, well then I like Coors better than the rest
Coors,
of them.
Coors Banquet. That's what's
the banquet.
Looking, I pulled the letter up and it's around the CBC's website.
Of course,
it's really hard to make out. They actually handwrote all over this letter.
Oh yeah, there's a bunch of notes on there because he's basically calculating how much it costs per beer.
Yeah, so it's. The number 200,000 comes up on here now. Whether that's dollars, a week, because if you
now is that Canadian dollars? Because that's like 5 yards.
Right.
I don't know.
That's like 3 gallons of
broke
syrup.
I broke them.
So all right. So it would save the company an estimated $1 million a year.
Yeah.
That's not even worth it.
Maybe 3 seconds in a Bud Light commercial. Moving on.
Their marketing budget before In the Bottom was $254 million or something a year.
And really quickly before Rob moves on to the next one, in 2010 they did a drop in hourly wage from $34 down to $24.
Holy shit.
So I wonder how much executives are taking off the top on that $10 an hour.
Yeah, that's a bit.
Moosehead?
I was going to say, because the beer industry isn't
gross.
Oh,
the beer industry isn't taking a hit in regards to production.
Well, the
craft beer is eating up, but in regards to...
No, they're still taking a hit. But not taking that much of it. I mean, they're still taking large percentage volume loss, whereas the beer is kind of... The craft beer is kind of making up for it.
Yeah, but the thing is that look at... In regards to Anheuser-Busch, I don't recall when Anheuser-Busch bought Labatt. That might be a Matt Busch. Nope, okay.
AB bought Labatt? Decades ago?
Was it decades ago, really?
It wasn't any. I don't think it was recently.
Is that publicly traded?
Anheuser-Busch?
No, Labatt.
No,
No, wouldn't, because the Canadian version of Labatt is owned by Anheuser-Busch.
I was going to say
the Americans owned by Constellation.
I was actually going to see if I could find out how much their executives are making, because I have to publish that. So
yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to try.
I was going to say I have no idea who, but... That's the thing, though, is that you have so much money that's just – it just seems petty, especially when you're making so much.
Right.
So, Rob, one more quick news article before we take a break.
All right. A study was conducted by InfoGroup, produced a list of the top 10 metro areas for beer. List is based on verification of businesses to identify which metro areas are home to the most beer retailers and breweries. Once this was factored, the major areas with a population of 1 million or more – were ranked by their concentration of beer-related businesses per 10,000 people. What cities do you think are on that list?
Seattle, Portland, Grand Rapids, Detroit.
Oh, can you, okay, so is beer per capita or craft beer per capita? I was only half listening.
San Diego,
so.
For sure.
I don't think Detroit's on it.
Oh, Detroit's got to be on
it. For the top 10?
Oh, in regards to per capita of purchasing alcohol, there's so
per
many. It's per. You got to understand, there's three times the amount of liquor licenses in the city of Detroit than there should be right now.
Breweries, what was the thing? Breweries and what?
Just basically most beer retailers and breweries.
I know number one's got to be San Diego.
L.A.?
Valhalla.
The whales of the giant.
L.A. is not on the list.
San Antonio, Texas.
San Antonio's not on the list.
Dallas.
Since we're coming up on it, I will just give you the list. Going from 10 to 1, Pittsburgh,
yep.
Milwaukee, Cincinnati,
that makes
sense. San Diego.
San Diego.
Raleigh. That's basically 10 through 6.
Raleigh.
From 5 to 1.
Oh, they have two, because there's like 8 people there.
Right? Yeah. from 5 to 1, Detroit, Seattle, Grand Rapids, Denver, Portland.
Portland.
I named four of the top five. Just remember that. Four of the top five.
You didn't even get Beer City USA.
I did not get Beer City USA. We're going to take right back with a Better on Draft podcast. And we are back, Better on Draft podcast. The Tahir Whitehead episode number 59.
Tahir Whitehead.
He's a great player.
Hey, you know what? They're 5-4, and they're first in the NFC North, as frightening as that sounds.
Yeah, they didn't have to play a game to get in first place.
Well, they have the tiebreaker.
They're in first after week 8.
After week 10.
Nothing wrong with it.
Is it hot?
After week 10.
And they should go 6-4 after Sunday. They should.
They're not going to play 19 games, so that's impossible.
Ooh.
Unless they're going to literally win the Super Bowl, which
for the amount of fourth quarter comebacks we have to watch, like
that's the stress right there. I wonder what the differential overall across the first 9 games they played of, you know,
negative 1 point.
I was going to say it's negative one for the game.
It's negative one for the game. But to say, it's got to be within a touchdown.
So, Matt Bush, I got your music going. It is 5 questions with you.
Oh, boy, here we go.
So, I think the only thing positive to come out of this week really hard were great Joe Biden memes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a thing until, like, this past Monday.
Oh, so, man. The theme of the 5 questions this week are Joe Biden memes. And they're not real answers. There are questions that were answered by people who made up Joe Biden memes.
Wait a minute. Then how the hell is the first question? Because the first question is always geography.
I have a Joe Biden actual question. So Joe Biden, rather.
John Biden.
John Biden.
John Biden, Joe's unknown brother. All right. Biden was a senator from Delaware.
Yeah.
However, he was born in this. If he were actually from his home state, he would have his office in this Rust Belt city.
Rust Belt City.
Rust Belt City.
City.
Not state.
Not state.
His city. The office would be hosted in this Rust Belt city.
I have no idea where Joe Biden's
Cleveland.
From. I feel like it's Indianapolis or something like that.
Okay. I can't do this enough. The office of Joe Biden.
I don't know.
Oh, Scranton. Scranton.
Scranton.
Scranton, Pennsylvania.
I knew that. I've heard
that
before.
I never watched The Office. So.
Scranton.
Okay. So the next three out of the next 4 questions I have are just straight up memes. So we're going to see where this goes.
This is going to be terrible.
All right.
This is awful.
Okay. According to one of the funnier memes, who did Joe Biden write in as president?
Harambe, for sure.
Harambe.
R.I.P. Harambe.
I saw that one.
So. All right, so you guys might have a beer in front of you at this point. It would be crucial if you guys just sipped it and told me what you thought it was. The rules are you typically find this in the single-serve section of your local party store. As a collective, the 6 of you will ask 2 questions, and you will have 1 guess.
Wait, so it's in the single-serve section of the party store?
I've had worse.
Cans or bottles?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's not going to be like your. It's not going to be like a bourbon barrel. No, it's going to be
This isn't a bourbon barrel.
It's going to be your Miller Coors 40s or 22s. You know,
Modelo doesn't bourbon barrel.
What's interesting is so I met one of the brewmasters of what is it? Old E. And Old E is just unwatered down Miller Select. just a little fun fact for everybody.
You mean Bud Select or Miller 64?
Miller Select. When maybe Miller 64. Whatever, there was a
Budweiser Select.
Budweiser.
No, not Bud.
So it's Miller 64.
Miller 64.
Yeah, because it's they do high gravity brewing, so they just water it down.
Huh.
Yeah.
So Ken, what are you putting in your mouth?
It doesn't taste like soap. So
Nick, what's your first thought about what you're putting in your mouth?
I've had worse.
I'm saying this is PBR.
Day number two.
No.
You haven't spoken since like
sweet.
40 minutes ago. What's in your face?
Sweet. I'm not getting
spicy chili.
I'm not getting sweet at all with this.
See, I find it really sweet comparative, let's say, to Miller Coors Bud. Even the ice. Right.
So the rules are we get two questions to try to break down exactly what it is. So we can ask only yes or no questions. So
close,
we can ask
close answered questions.
Something along the lines of, is this brewed in America? Or is this something, you know, does the name of the beer have five letters in it? You know, something like that that can
what
bring us.
What is the name of the beer?
What that is not a yes or no question.
Start off that.
That's like the whole asking a genie for more wishes.
Which is totally valid. I'm on that eye.
You can't ask for more wishes. You can't ask for love.
It's definitely not Old English. Just say it.
So you still, I don't
what's
think
the,
it's PBR
what's the alcohol?
At all.
I think it's PBR.
Rob, how does your face feel right
he
now?
He looks puzzled.
What's the alcohol percentage? That's my question.
It's got to be yes or no questions.
Is the alcohol percentage above 6?
5. Above 5.
No, 5 is... No, everything's above. It's above 6.
Okay, let's ask it.
I'm at a loss.
We get two questions total.
As a collective. Yeah. No, you guys... You
I really want to know if it's American.
Yeah, is it domestic? Is it
brewed in America? You have to be specific.
Is it brewed in America?
So, is it brewed in the United States?
C.
Yeah, okay.
That is yes. Right. In Spanish.
Build a wall.
Oh, God.
To keep this beer in?
Yeah.
So there's... I always... When people say that whole sentence, all I think of is the Pistons coach.
Build a fucking wall!
No, form a fucking wall.
Well, do you think Trump wants to hire the Pistons to just stand across the wall? No, it's Stan Van Gundy.
Stan Van Gundy.
Come on, Chuck Daly.
Wow.
What, in 1991?
Basketball?
Listen,
what the
peace,
fuck are you
damn
talking
it.
About?
Talk about the man.
Chuck Daly's a shit, man.
Hey, hasn't it been like 20 years since Michael
alive?
Jordan helped the Toon Squad defeat the Monstars?
Yeah, they came back from 66-18.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing it all over again. We're getting LeBron this time.
I know.
I would watch it.
I would have to watch it for nostalgia.
There's no way I'm not watching that.
Yeah.
All right, so
I guess I don't drink enough single serve.
So we've got an American beer, so now we could try to break it down like even further into who the brewer is. We can try to guess, you know, in regards to the name, like if we wanted to see if there was only three letters in it, which would be any type of bud. Or
does it rhyme with MeBR?
Oh, that's number three.
That almost came out my nose. Well, I feel like I've been swimming recently. Oh, that hurts.
If it's brewed in the United States, maybe asking the question, does the name of the beer start with a B? Because if you figure Budweiser, Bush...
No, because, I mean, if we're going to do that, then we might as well just pick...
It's
you
not
know,
Butterbush.
Ask
it's,
which it which major company so. Owns
all right,
it.
The first half of the alphabet, A through whatever.
Well, no, because I mean,
that's
if
brutal.
If,
no, that's brutal.
Nick always has the worst questions.
We could ask does any of the names in the beer start with the letter B? So that gives us Bush, Bud, PBR.
Yeah.
So it breaks it down a little further, but it also tells us yes or no if you're on the right track.
Is this
you know what? I want to know, is it like an obscure, you know? Is like,
no, it
is
won't it, be obscure.
No.
It's like one of the obscure like Pilsners, you know, like the, is it more like on the low end, like Stroh's?
Where it's like Bud.
Oh, it could be. We had Stroh's last week.
Well, that's the thing. This Stroh smells
we've,
like
we've
soap.
Had Natty Daddy. We've had
Bud Ice.
Bud Ice.
So we've had
we haven't had Ice House yet.
Nope. No,
we did. That's right.
We did have
that out of your ass.
Right.
We had Steel Reserve 3 weeks
ago.
Yeah,
Steel Reserve.
Yeah, that tasted like... Yeah,
we've had Rolling Rock.
Yeah, it's not Rolling Rock. I know that.
I know it is.
It's not Corona because we've had that twice.
Everybody would know.
My really guess is it's either... It could be Stroh's because I haven't had the new
it's
one.
It's not Stroh's.
No, we had the new Stroh's last
year. It's in a 24-ounce. Like, okay, this is the vessel, which in which he came in.
And he's not happy.
And his joggers.
I'm just joggers. Like, staring
at your joggers. And I am not happy to see you. I mean, not that I'm not happy to
so
see you.
So it's on a big, big, big silver bullet.
Don't worry about it, man.
So it's not the silver bullet.
It could be. I mean, it's a tall boy. Silver. It's a 24-ounce can.
I know.
Or a 25-ounce can.
I think, do any of the names in the beer start with the letter B will bring us down enough to where we can try to at least...
I think so.
Because, I mean, if the answer is yes, then we'll probably go with PBR. But if the answer is no, then we're just going to have to guess.
Is that your question?
Wait, hang on.
Hold on.
We could ask, is it like a specialty beer? So not Bud, or sorry, not a, like a not normal lager or a light lager, but is it a, like a...
A malt liquor.
You're confusing.
Kinda.
Should we ask that question about whether or not it comes in a 40?
No.
A lot of stuff comes in 40.
I mean, it comes in a tall boy, or a 24, so...
It comes out of the single serve section.
See, I don't go to that section enough.
Revisit.
I drink out of fermenters.
Revisit.
So hold on. I got a message. So we have a listener in New Jersey who's a Michigan transplant.
Yeah, welcome.
And he talks about how much he loves this segment and that he's actually gone back to try the beers that we've had in this segment because of the way we talk about it.
Thank you, listener.
Thanks, I guess. If you wanted to do that yourself, that's all you.
I need more of this to keep drinking.
If he or she needs any type of indication, this beer to me tastes like remorse.
I feel a hangover already coming on.
There's a chaser of depression. Those are going on.
You know when you're cleaning up cans at the end of a party the next day?
Yes.
This is
basically
like.
What I would spray on the floor when my dog pees in a butler's pantry that I need to clean up so that I actually pick up the smell.
Only living in Detroit can you use the phrase when my dog peed in the butler pantry.
It's a butler pantry.
It's a pantry for the butler.
Oh, clearly, dude.
Tell me more about your lazy Susan. All right,
nobody lazy in my house.
All right, we got to come up with a second question. So we know it's an American beer.
Yeah.
So we can break it down even further. Like, do you still think it's PBR?
I think it's PBR.
All right, so I'm just going to... You don't.
Okay. Well.
All right.
Okay. I feel like
Beautiful
I drank
Joe.
A lot of PBR in the drink. I don't think it's PBR.
Isn't that a game?
Beautiful Joe.
Close.
No, we still got another question, so let's not.
Yeah,
ask
we
if
still
it's
we PBR. Still do have another question.
I still think we should ask the B word question.
Let's go with the B word.
Let's
all right.
Do
any of the words that are in so not like beer, so like but you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Do any of them start with the letter B?
C.
Yes. Oh, okay. So we're at Budweiser, Bush, and PBR. Unless you could think of another B.
Blatt?
B word.
Blatts.
Blatts. Does Blatts come in a tall boy?
Could this be exactly what he's drinking?
No, I do see. That would be hysterical.
Damn good point.
Wait, hang on. There used
that
to
is
be
a
two,
damn. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
The other one's over here.
Oh damn it.
What do you think?
No.
Okay. So it's not the Bush Light.
What the hell? Dude, this is Bush. Seriously, this isn't Smart Water? What the hell is that?
Smart Water.
Hey, don't you bash Smart Water. Yeah. Like
this
that.
Is Smart Water.
It has electrolytes. It's what plants crave.
If it's PBR, I'm going to hate you. So
it's
much,
definitely
Joe.
PBR.
Blatts, PBR, Budweiser.
See, well, that's the
Bush.
Thing, though, is that I would have expected him to pick PBR since Dan wasn't here, but he didn't know Dan wasn't going to be here.
To be fair, I would have picked Newcastle if I didn't.
Well, I would have guessed that already.
God, I need more of this to figure out. God damn it.
Here, you want
to...
Yeah, let's hand this down a little bit. I got a little bit
Does
more in there.
Does Beck's come in a single?
No, this isn't Beck's. Beck's has a lot more of a light-struck taste and it's gross.
Or not shitty flavors.
What about Bass?
Bass?
You can look at the color.
Bass isn't made in the United States, though. That's an Irish beer.
Yeah.
And plus, Bass would be a little darker.
Yeah.
I feel like it's shitty.
I feel like it has too much. Is this the same beer that I was drinking?
Yeah.
I feel like this one's more bitter than the one. I feel like this would be more bitter than PBR.
Do you think that's PBR now?
Maybe. No, I don't know.
So it's obviously it's got to be something. I don't think it's not light enough to be any type of Bud Ice or. No. So it could be Bush, Bud, or PBR.
So the listeners know I have a 2-week winning streak, right?
I think so, yeah.
Steel Reserve?
Rob, I would have got Stroh's if Rob wasn't so like, oh my god, it's badass. I was like, all right.
I didn't, what the fuck?
It's all your fault.
It was not my fault. It's when you guys started bringing up badass. So I honestly wish
it was badass coming in a can, though?
I don't think it comes
in a can. So when we had Bud Ice, was it Bud Ice or Bud Ice Light?
We didn't have either of those.
I didn't realize there was a difference.
Apparently there
Sorry,
is.
Sorry, I was watching my calories that week.
32 calorie beer.
Ugh. That cookie dough is really screwing me up right now.
I didn't think it was that bad. I don't know.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're not lactose intolerant.
That's why I think it's PBR, is because every time I have a PBR, I'm like, this is not that bad.
I kind of have the opposite.
I don't think badass comes in tall boys, though.
Nah, it comes in a 24-ounce bottle. It used to, anyways.
But it's not a tall boy. You it's have a tall boy.
Oh, yeah, I do have a tall boy in my pocket.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm all...
I swear, other than the Lighthouse episode, I'm like completely PBR. Useless on all of these because I don't drink any of these.
So,
PBR.
Let's go with PBR.
If he's going to bring shame are to the Dowd name.
What is Bush, like, other than Bush, you know, heavy, and does Bush have any, like, Bush something?
Gardens?
Like a Bush, I don't know. Bush gardens.
Bush gardens. With white tigers and Siegfried and Roy.
That's a favorite vacation spot for winners of Double Dare.
Yeah, Bush and Bush
Light. Oh, I do love some Double Dare.
No, right?
Physical challenge every time.
Damn right.
I dare Double Dare.
Physical challenge.
Oh, that's great. All right. We're going to go with Pabst Blue Ribbon as our guest.
That's Milwaukee's best.
Milwaukee's best.
Wait, there's more to it.
I knew it wasn't PBR. I knew it was
sweeter. There's more to it. Best ice.
Best ice.
I knew it was sweeter.
Wow.
It was
sweeter.
Three in a row.
Milwaukee's best.
Fucking ice.
To be fair, that is the, that is the new 6.9, not the 5.9. So
oh, gosh.
He would have got it right.
I should have said above 6.
Well, what's PBR at? I don't even know what PBR is.
4.2-ish?
4.2, 5.4. I don't know. One of those.
69.
All right.
420 swag.
420.
Question number 4.
YOLO.
Question 4.
So,
4.7%.
Rumor has it that Joe Biden got a hold of what will be Donald Trump's formal White House email address. What website did he sign up the president-elect for?
He's signing him up for Grindr.
Ashley Madison.
He signed him up for
Ashley Madison.
Lastly, Joe Biden's a caring person. He wants everyone to feel at home. So Joe Biden went out of his way to replace all of the actual shampoos and all the toiletries with
travel size.
But why would he do that?
Because he's Trump got tiny hands.
Exactly.
Whopper Junior.
Doesn't make him feel at home.
Whopper Junior hands.
It's like the girl. It's like Kristen Wiig and the Lawrence Welk thing in the SNL.
Oh my gosh, the forehead.
Yeah,
kills
the
me.
Yeah, the
so that's your 5 questions. I'm happy that I won. I'm three in a row now.
That since freshman year of college.
I've never had it. That's what
color. You have. Well, you have today.
That's true.
Look at you.
So you should brew an ice beer.
Dude, we're gonna not do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Only if the brewery heat shuts off and it freezes.
We are
all
just as likely to brew an ice beer as we are to brew an alt.
Yeah.
Oh,
8-7-6-5
309.
In the words of Dr. Claw, we will get you
Thank
next
you,
time,
Tommy Tuto.
Next time.
Well, that was great, Scranton, Pennsylvania. Come on. Okay, the office.
No, that was lovely. That's why I don't do Quizzo, because I didn't get it. Like,
you're an asshole.
I know. I'm just dumb.
That's kind of funny, because Spork Alive is having an office, you know, trivia theme night that's coming up next month.
And that's another bingo.
What the fuck is Sporkle?
Exactly.
That's exactly what I say every week he shows up.
Is that what you get at Taco Bell? You know,
aren't we supposed to be going to North Center soon for Sporkle?
North Center, yes, we will be having.
November 30th, wasn't it?
Wednesday, November 30th, I will be hosting.
Spork, you know?
Spork Alive.
It sounds like
apparently
sexual frustration. I'm just trying to sporkle.
It's like eating underwater.
I gave her the sporkle.
Barrister Garden.
You guys should go, and then you could be like the wow.
Okay, that's the second time that's happened today.
That's not the second time that happened today.
Not by you.
It's very aggressive.
I'm going to say, you can go with the Ivan Splooge.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, my favorite team name is still only my couch pulls out.
I've heard that team name is used so
I was going to say, yeah.
I still love that name. It's very deep into my heart.
I still like it's both funny. The real is, Colin is Kaepernick, please stand up. that's still one of my favorites.
What about Milwaukee's worst ice next time?
Milwaukee's worst? Well, I guess if we asked if there is the B that
Well, aren't they one in the same?
No, because this is the best one.
Yeah, but it's the only
one. So hold on. Speaking of Wednesdays, is it next Wednesday or the Wednesday after that Honest John's is having their 40-ounce...
Yes, they have a 40-ounce challenge.
Race.
What?
So they're going to be having their... obviously, Wednesday is the biggest bar night of the year, the day before Thanksgiving.
Right.
Honest John's, which is a place over in Detroit, Midtown, is having their 40-ounce... their 40-ounce race. So what they actually sell 40.
So what, is it like a beer mile of sorts?
No, so what they do, they sell 40s at the bar.
Do they do Edward 40 hands?
I suppose you could.
Bring your own duct tape.
But in the
B-Y-O-D?
Past... So in the past, they've had Black Label and they've had Old Milwaukee. Over the course of Wednesday next week, whatever 40 sells the most is what they will sell in their fridges for 2017.
Ugh. So the is this like a Dr. Dre video?
What's that?
Is this going to be like a Dr. Dre video?
Needless to say, Honest John's is very hipster.
They have wonderful chicken and waffles.
Yes. The food is awesome.
The chicken and waffles.
I've never understood why you would have chicken and waffles at the same time.
What? What's wrong with you?
Fucking delicious.
No, it just seems like dinner and breakfast the same.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with that.
Labels on things.
So
like breakfast burrito, I get, but
breakfast burrito.
Yeah, the 40s that they have, the Thanksgiving Eve race to the cooler. They have PBR. They have Schlitz Bowl Ice.
Schlitz Gay.
And then
that's exactly what I was thinking too.
Colt 45.
Someone's gonna throw a 40 through somebody else's window.
You know what? We should all do a 40s. Edward 40 hand on this podcast.
Okay.
I mean, episode 40, we all walked in here with 40.
As the drunk chick on Rock of Love once said, don't threaten me with a good time.
Wait. Which drunk chick?
The first one?
Exactly.
So PBR.
Her name was probably Amber.
Oh,
right. It's definitely Amber.
So PBR, always Colt Amber. 45, Schlitz, Full Ice. Very nice. I guess they're $5 a 40. I guess
that's expensive as shit.
Well, right? It's a bar. What do you expect?
They're $1, like $30.
I know they're like $2 down the road. Right. Yeah. $1 down the road.
Yeah, but it's the experience.
No,
the ambiance.
They should do only
do the exact same thing in the parking lot, sell for $4.
Yeah.
My fraternity house is like the block.
Of course,
block away.
No, sell for $350.
Actually, no. I went to a frat brother's birthday last week, and I come to find out that they're not even using the kegerator there anymore.
That's sad. That's really
apparently
sad.
Well, their parties are.
What are they studying? Nerds.
Well,
they are engineers.
It is
an engineering fraternity.
Excuses.
I know, right? Yeah. No, we had some pretty rocking parties there. I know, Ken. Sure, you were.
Hey, Nick, when did you get suspended again from
double
from
secret
Wayne
probation?
You can get suspended from a college
from a fraternity.
No.
Oh no, the fraternity got suspended.
The fraternity got suspended.
Oh no, all right, that makes sense.
Oh, I was going to say, did you just rub your penis on the wrong person?
Somebody was a very higher up officer in his fraternity at that time that he got suspended.
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake.
Remember?
Yeah.
Remember, Nick?
Yeah.
Remember Chewbacca? Remember? Remember Boblo?
I was vice president at the time. So.
Remember berries? Remember?
And then a couple weeks later got.
Oh, so you're the Biden.
Yeah, I was.
You were the Biden.
Yeah, except the Biden isn't going to president. I became president like a couple weeks later. So,
so that's what happened.
Yeah. Nice.
I had to make sure everyone mind their P's and Q's for the rest of the year.
You were the otter. No, that, it's not the otter.
No, I turned my back half the time.
So guys, everyone hated you.
Oh, goodness.
Yes, no. Luckily, no, that it was never the case. I'm like, you know what? Just keep it to a minimum.
When you got to look up to everyone, it's hard to see everything that's happening.
You suck.
Did you have like a phone booth in your car? Or a phone book, rather? God, phone booth.
Phone booth?
I dropped the ball. I was going to say phone book.
So let's try that again.
All right, let's try that.
They're
one
both.
Nick, did you have a phone book in your office?
Is a phone book?
they actually were let go the same fucking year as the phone booth. Oh. That's how people stopped using them.
Yeah.
Like, is it a book? I see.
It's like Facebook, but with more words.
So two J's and one D. Two J's and one D. Let's talk about Baffin real quick. We're going to wrap up in the next couple minutes.
Am I the D?
Yeah, no, where's the D?
I could be the D.
My D.
D. You got a D on your shirt.
Why don't you ask him what his name is again, Matt Bush?
My name is D.
It's an E.
Let's not run
it. It's E.
So let's talk about Baffin real quick.
Yeah, thank you.
Jerk.
On our way out.
Fix shit.
So... The, like five people were going to listen to this.
I got three people listening to us right now.
Yeah, because we're a struggling podcast.
No, I told like six. So.
Three of them showed up.
Where is Baffin?
Baffin is in St. Clair Shores, Michigan, 10 Mile in Jefferson, right next to Pat O'Brien's.
Okay.
All right.
What's your best beer? Like, if I go there and I say I want to have one, I've got $4 to have one beer.
Depends on what you like.
Our most popular beer is our Mango Enchained. It's our Mango Pale. Yeah. Our best beer, according to me, would be either the Dock or the Mosaic.
He does
those. Both
IPAs.
Sound terrible because they're IPAs.
Are you guys? Do you guys do the Facebook or the Twitters? Or
we are
the,
very heavy on
the Instagrammers.
We also Instagram things.
Instagram things.
Are you on the Snapchats?
Do you do the adult friend finders or the Spaces?
Actually, no, we're not on the Snapchats.
Yeah, we know
it's
Snapchat,
too.
Yeah.
It's too much responsibility.
I don't want to send my dick to all my. All my
I mean, what breweries are in your top eight?
Oh, God.
What breweries are in your top? Obviously, for your MySpace page.
Yeah, on your MySpace page.
I was actually live journaling earlier
today. Oh, my gosh.
LJ.
Wait, is that still a thing?
I don't know.
Why not?
I don't know. I was asking you. I was like, does my live journal still exist? Because I don't want it to.
But no, like, really.
There's a delete button.
Really, what we do is.
Yes, it is.
We like to try to have, like, a wide range of beers. So, like, what you said when you said earlier, like, you know, what's your best beer? It depends on what you like. So if you like lighter beer or darker beer or malty, hoppy, you know, banana, clove, whatever, we tend to try at least to have something that everybody will enjoy. So we try to have a wide range of stuff.
And then they go off tap really quickly and people complain.
Yeah, yeah, people yell at us. And then they're like, hey, brew IPAs. And then all I do for like 3 weeks is brew IPAs. And then people are like, hey, bring back the malty beers. And I'm like, oh, gosh. But no, it's really fun. We try to experiment as much as possible. We try to have new stuff on tap. I was working actually with the guy at Sellerman's, super nice guys. And
which one?
I meant to say guys.
Okay.
But no.
The guy with all three of them.
No, so Ian and I were talking and we're making a, I got cider from them, their recommendation, which is a great one, a cider saison, which we don't make ciders, we don't make meads, but we make beer. And so with saisons, we like to age fruit with them. We do all real stuff, all real fruit every time. So we got a whole bunch of pounds of Michigan heirloom apples from guys at Sellerman's from their apple producer. So super excited. So we're going to age on it for some French oak. But we try to have different stuff all the time. So everybody who comes in, it's a new experience almost every single time.
What's coming on deck right now? What's coming on deck in the winter? Do you have a winter seasonal coming on? And if we don't see you
on second deck,
And if we don't see you after the new year, what's coming on?
First base.
What's coming on? What's coming on deck for?
Someone stole our poster about who's on first. Actually, out of our bathroom.
Oh, stole it!
Damn.
They were talking about that with Dragon Mead.
Yeah.
With the
people just keep trying to steal that painting or whatever.
That is a lovely painting.
See, it's known.
It's enticing.
What's funny is was it Spencer that was on? I wasn't there for the show, but I listened.
Of course, you weren't.
I am the part timer. So, but no, he's like they need to put like the sheet of paper that says it's $20 on Amazon that you can go buy it yourself.
Right. But yeah, no.
Yeah, what's on deck for the winter?
So, well, Joe Dowd and I agree, and I believe this is the last time we spoke about this. We hate spiced beers.
Oh, the worst.
Yeah. So we personally don't like them. So we try to avoid them. If we're doing a holiday, we try to kind of incorporate different stuff. So. Actually, I'm planning on brewing a spruce tit Bock.
Oh, Jesus.
See,
that's real reaction, people.
That sounds like that tastes like the UP.
Yeah. And so I do love the UP. But so.
Evan loves tiny.
Is it going to be called Paul Bunyan's Taint? There you go. There you go. There's a name.
Oh, God. No.
There's a name.
No.
What's that blue ox's name?
Babe's Taint.
There we go. Babe's Taint.
No.
Babe's Taint. It'll be Babe's Taint. It'll be Babe's Taint.
But we try to do stuff that incorporates what we like and then what other people like. We don't like spice beers, so we want to try to do something that's different that other people aren't doing that's unique. And you know, we try to do maltier stuff for seasonals. You know, we try to kind of get different stuff going on. So we always try to have something unique, something fun, and you know, something that everybody likes. But Joe and I and. Do you like spice beers, Joe P? No. Yes.
No.
Like that heavy allspice is just gross.
What about a pumpkin spice latte beer in next fall?
We're really proud of this. At the Detroit Beer Fest, I think it was the Detroit News food critic. Yeah, he rated our pumpkin beer. It's called Shake Your Pump. It rated
just
us top.
Shake your pump.
Yeah, just shake your pump. All I want to do is zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
Damn it, baby.
So he rated that top 10 beers at the Beer Fest, which was insane.
Nice.
We use all real pumpkin. We barely spice it. We do a Belgian style brown, and you know we try to do some stuff.
Sorry to cut you off, but that's going to do it for us here at the Better on Draft podcast. Thank you guys for showing up. We appreciate it. Don't forget to check them out in St. Clair Shores. Check out our sponsors, the Tuna Liquor and North Center Brewing. And remember, no matter what you think of your beer, we think it's Better on Draft.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Come to Baffin.
Drink a day.